Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 27th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I'm good. I'm back home. My dad was just helping me. He's not going to be walking in probably unless he comes in with a Rubik's Cube or juggling. You never know in this household, really. But we'll see. Hopefully it'll be a straightforward day.
Yeah, straightforward day, right? That's what's happening.
What we all plan, what we all want. I mean, I can just start off by saying how mad I am at Taryn. And I think this is really Taryn exposed party right here. Because let me just tell you, a couple days ago, I'm sitting here thinking, double eviction coming up. Who's going to be safe? And of course, in the back of my mind, it's just Taryn over and over. You guys, Adam is the safest person in the house. Go all in stock on Adam. That's the read that I took. I hope y'all are going down with me.
Hey, now, I said Anthony was the safest in the double eviction.
I think you said that way is Kira turning against Adam. Pretty sure that's what I took from it.
Well, I didn't think Kira would turn on Adam, but I did say Anthony was the safest in the double eviction. I did say the week before that I thought Adam was the best buy, and I bought Adam, and it was the right decision.
Uh-huh.
But this week I said Anthony was the safest. I did. Roll the tapes.
I missed
you'll
that
watch
memo,
it. You're really going to tell me? You're really going to tell me? We had a conversation at the hot tub, and you're telling me that I said that Adam was the safest?
Oh, how could you lie? How could you lie? You said it. You were there. We were at the hot tub. You said it. You said go all in on Adam. You cannot back this up. They're going to watch the tapes. They're going to watch them.
We'll see. We'll see what happens in the stock watch. All right, so we're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And oh boy. This is what I watch Big Brother for, is days like this. Terrible moves being made, big explosive things that have been built up all season long. You got plans changing. You have masterminds puppeteering. It's quite a day here to talk about.
Yeah, sorry. I have to scroll past the part of my notes that says yell at Taryn for making me go all in on Adam. So hold on. Yes, you're right. Lions and more lions. Everybody's a lion at this point. I think it'll be a nice test to see, has anybody not been a lion at any point in this game? It's just anyone who's never talked to Anthony. Anyone
Laura
who didn't
probably wasn't a lion.
Yeah, Mackie might not have been a lion. Although I could, you know, I'd have to go back, but I'm sure that some point in that early weeks, Anthony said something like, gotta get Mackie out. He's a lion. We can't have any more lions in this house. We're the only lions.
Yeah.
Kira, who's now a lion.
Too many lions. If they're all lions, then really none of them are lions, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the way it works. I think that property, you know, if we can't all be lions, can't all be individuals, can't all be unique.
I'm genuine. Like Anthony, he likes to call himself the Lord of the North, but why isn't he just calling himself like Simba? He's the Lion King, right? Like, come on.
I don't know. Is he that versed in Disney?
Well, he's calling people Pumbas and Timones. That's a bigger reach than Simba.
Yeah, but or is it just that he thinks that's what those animals are called? See, we don't know. We don't know. I haven't heard him say that anybody's like a meerkat.
Wait, those are not what those animals are called?
Yeah, you know, you got your lions, and then you go to the zoo and you see the Pumbas and the Timones.
Yeah. Yeah. You haven't seen the Pumbas?
No.
All right. Let's start talking about the day here. It was day 56 in the Big Brother Canada 7 house. And we started the day with a conversation between Anthony and Kira. And really what I want to do to give you some context for everything that happens today on the feeds, I want to go back in time to last week, just briefly, because there are a lot of things that set up the decisions that happened today that make them make a lot more sense. If you're wondering, why did this happen? So as you recall, Adam was HOH and he had put up Damien and Esty, but then Damien won the veto. So Damien had won the veto. Mark was trying to make sure that he didn't go on the block. So Mark and Anthony pitched for Kira to go on the block, and they had Adam thinking about it for a second. Adam ultimately decided, no, I don't want to do Kira. I'd rather do Mark. So then they switched their tactic and they said, okay, what about Dane? What if you put Dane on the block so Dane doesn't have to vote Esty out? They were like, okay, but if we do that, we have to secure Kira's vote. So they bring Kira in and they offer them a final five. Kira says yes. So now Kira's in the final five, but Dane says, Kira's not going to be loyal to a final five of us four dudes. We need to make a final three with them to make them feel more secure, make them feel actually good about what's happening. So Dane proposes a final three with Kira and Adam, which Kira accepts wholeheartedly. They're very excited about the final three. They even say to Adam, like, it's up to you, but I really like this. This is to secure, the vote for Dane. Kira then says, Dane, you shouldn't go up. We shouldn't put you in danger. We should put Mark in danger. It makes more sense that Mark goes on the block. So then Mark ends up being the one that goes on the block anyway, but they make sure to secure Kira's vote. Another thing that happens that week is that Mark, with the help of Adam, repairs his relationship with Kira. This is very important and a kind of a mistake for Adam. In order to secure Kira's vote to keep Mark around, they repair the relationship. Mark says, hey, we can work together. I'm sorry for what happened in the past. Kira accepts it. Adam reinforces it. And that relationship has been repaired. Another thing that happens is that Dane lets Anthony and Mark know that he made the final three with Kira. He says, look, it's a fake final three. I made it with Kira. So to keep them feeling good and comfortable. Just so you know, Anthony, just giving you this very valuable piece of information in case you ever decide you needed to use it. We talked about all of this last week on these updates, but we did not yet know how important all of these events would be because Anthony used that information about that final three deal with Kira last week in conversations with them, hinting that he knew something about it, that they didn't need to be loyal to any final three deals they made because Dane, by the way, has been making lots of final three deals. Dane has been doing lots of shady stuff. If you were to maybe, you know, want to turn on Dane, that would be totally cool. This directly led to Kira talking to the cameras right after their conversation with Anthony, thinking, it's weird that Anthony seems to know about that final three. Maybe I don't need to be loyal to it. Maybe I should take Dane out of the house. Fast forward to this week. Kira still wants Dane out. Kira goes to Adam and Dane, hints that they need to put Dane on the block. Dane says, hey, if you leave Anthony off the block, he can win the veto, use it, and then Adam will go up, and then one of us is going to go, probably Adam. So Kira didn't think about that. Kira's thinking, okay, I wanted to put up Mark and Dane, and then break the tie and evict Dane, but now I have to think about this veto. Now, today, day 56... Anthony talks to Kira, and Kira tells Anthony about what Adam and Dane pitched to them, that that if Anthony wins the veto, he can use it, and then Adam would be forced on the block. And Anthony says, of course they're trying to pitch this. They have a final two. They've had a final two forever. Adam is a dummy. He thinks that he can stay loyal to Dane, but Dane is, you know, he's playing this game. You know, we've talked about this. Dane needs to go. Kira agrees. You know, and Adam, he's just as bad, really. Adam, he likes to bring up Sam in front of you because he thinks that's a great way to manipulate you because you're weak. Which, I mean, maybe not the weak part, but it's true. They talk about bringing up Sam in front of Kira in order to, help grease the wheels with Kira. I don't know how Anthony knows this. I don't remember them talking about it in front of Anthony. I don't know if he just realized it or if they have talked about it in front of Anthony because they give him way too much information. But Anthony's using this to turn Kira against Adam. Anthony says, Kira, here's the thing. You're not weak. You're a lion. Anthony's then going to go and talk to Mark and say, Mark, don't worry. This is my HOH.
I think Anthony just, this is his sweet spot of taking people and finding out what their, either their perceived weaknesses are or really getting down to, you know, he's really great. He does this with Mark all the time, finding what they're less confident about and then playing on that, claiming that the other people working around them, that Adam and Dane, it doesn't matter if he finds out for truth, if Adam and Dane are using the Sam thing, you know, for this reason, he can just say that they are. And Kira is going to be putty in his hands for that. And he is really great at taking these little bits of information and spinning them in a way that works for him. So yeah, the overconfidence at first, I thought, oh no, this is not going to be good. He's not going to be able to control Kira like this. But no, of course he can, because when has Lion Anthony not been able to control all the other Pumbas in the world?
There you go. So yes, Kira is then going to talk to the cameras and say, I have to nominate Adam. It has to happen. He said it himself. The veto is very important this week. If Adam wins it, he can use it on Dane. That's not good. Yeah. So I have to nominate Adam. I can't nominate Anthony. He's my lion. It has to be Adam. So it has to be Adam and Dane. And I don't want to tell. I don't want to tell Adam. I don't want to tell him. I want to blindside him because I'm a lion.
And it's going to be the biggest move of the game. Mm-hmm. And if anyone didn't like me before who's watching, they'll love me now because of this, because I'm turning on the only people that people enjoy watching.
Yes. So there you go. This is all coming back around from last week when Anthony turned Kira against the final three deal, which Kira was loyal to at the time, has turned to a conversation this morning where Anthony trashes Adam and basically gives Kira permission to also put Adam on the block next to Dane and give them just that little bit of push that they need after thinking about this. And here it is, the perfect nominations for Anthony, Adam, and Dane. And he tells Mark, don't worry, this is my HOH. So Kira takes Anthony to Wendy's, the feeds come back, and Anthony is just
I think Anthony took Kira to Wendy's in this situation. I mean, let's be honest here. And I think this can all, look, we can all just take a step back and realize that while theoretically this is a terrible move for Kira, because it is, because I do agree that I don't think that, I still think Anthony's going to take Mark to the end if given the option. And I don't think Mark is going to choose Kira, probably. I mean, you never know. But I think somehow Anthony is going to be able to convince Kira that getting third place is the lion move, and that wouldn't it be great to be on the jury and vote for your favorite best friend? I mean, somehow I'm just waiting for this to happen, this narrative. But, you know, we can look back and just say this is all a reason they should have kept Damien, because I don't think Damien's being swept up by Anthony in this way. Like, you want to keep around you know, goat players, but you want to keep around goats that 100% cannot flip to the other side. When you're stuck in a final five situation like this, you have to think about the possibility that Kira could win and something could happen. And here we are. So
Kira was a well-placed trap by Anthony, because all season long, they've been talking about taking Kira to the final five. And we've been thinking, well, that's great for Adam, that Adam has his ally as the one in the final five. You know, not great for anybody else, because that's Adam's ally that they get to. If the fluke happens and Kira wins that final five HOH, Adam is the one that's going to benefit. But all along, Anthony has been working Kira as a sleeper cell that turns out when Kira gets activated, bye-bye Adam of all people.
And I can't even really, like, I can be annoyed with Adam a little bit, but I can't even be that annoyed with Adam, because most likely Kira's better option is to stick with maybe not Adam and Dane, but like Adam and Anthony or Adam and Mark or something. Some combo of that is probably Kira's best way of getting to the end and winning. And so I can't be too mad at Adam. I mostly just like got to give it up to Anthony for being able to do this. Like, this is just, you know, it's pure like villain, but in a great way. And I'm coming back around, you know, I go back and forth every few weeks of if I'm rooting for Anthony or not. And with a move like this, you really got to give it up to Anthony. This is just some great gameplay on his part.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to see someone manipulate someone like this for a while. I mean, there are shades of some early things that Tyler did with Sam in this, but this is just on a whole new level.
And this is honestly just the start of the day with Anthony. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Then we have this whole side plot here. Production is going to, you know what? Let's play it out like it played out on the feeds. Kira came out and read to the house guests, "Hey, it's time to close the have not room, but you have to pass a quiz first. You have a half hour to go into the archive room and study as much as possible, and then you will be quizzed. If you pass the quiz, the have-not room will be closed for the rest of the season. No more have-nots. If you fail the quiz, everyone becomes have-nots for the rest of the season." So they run to the archive room and they spend a half hour studying as much as possible, memorizing as much as possible, getting as many details as possible. They come back to the living room and they have the quiz. They have to answer 5 out of 7 answers correctly. 5 out of 7. Kira is not allowed to help. Kira is not allowed to participate. They are just asking the questions. So I don't remember all of the questions, but they get the first one right. They celebrate.
Yeah.
They get the great second one right. So, yes, so amazing. They get the third one right. Oh, yeah. Then they get asked the fourth one, and I believe the fourth one was something ridiculous. Like, what was on the green folder that you saw, like, what was the title of the movie? They were like, we don't know, evidence. It was like, no, it was, you know, the aquatic features of blah, blah, blah. Like they had no chance of getting it. They were like, oh God, no, we got one wrong. We can only get two wrong. Okay. Then, next question. What was the winning bingo number on this random folder? And Mark is like, I-24. I know that one. I saw it. And they're like, oh, thank God. I think that was the I-24, something like that. They write that one. They get that one right. They just need one more question correct. Then they have to answer how many boxes were on the top shelves. And Adam remembers all of the boxes. And he correctly says there's 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2. There were 4 with 3. There were 11 with 2. And there was 1 with 1. So they know there were 16 total. Mark does quick math. He says, okay, 3 times 4, 12 plus 1 is 13. And then how many left does that mean with 2? That's 16 minus 5 is 9. So 18 plus 13, 31. And they answer 31. Wrong answer, because 16 minus 5 is not 9. It's 11. The correct answer was 35.
I think they just needed a reason to have the other house guests, especially Dane, hate Mark even more.
Then they have to answer how many red folders were there. Mark says, okay, there were like 389 folders total. I have no idea how many of them were red. They eventually answer 0, hoping that there's just none. But the answer was 2 out of 389. And that means they're all have-nots for the rest of the season, and they are pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Coming, I had left for a couple seconds. I saw them studying, left for a couple minutes, came back, and everyone is mad. And I'm like, wait a second. I thought these tasks were supposed to always be winnable. I thought that was the whole point. It was a happy little celebration at the end of the season. Nope. Everyone's mad. Everyone is grumbling. There's just a shot where Adam walks outside to the hot tub area and just screams. And it's really great. There's so many good moments in there. Dane is just ranting. Dane immediately starts making like slop pancakes, and he's just ranting about, I've been on slop more than half the season. I've done this. And Kira's all, I can't even sleep in my HOH room. I don't even get my treats. Good thing I drank all the booze. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, Dane does his thing where he like lightly like freaks out, like he like pushes the pool balls across the table. He's like, and he's so mad, and Anthony is just like sitting in his chair like, and Kira comes out of the diary room in hysterics. I don't even get to sleep in my HOH bed. I don't get to have any of my treats. No. They run out and they slam on the door to the hot tub. Let me smoke. I need my cigarettes. And they run over to the back. No, I don't get to sleep in my HOH bed. I don't get to have any of my treats. And then the backyard of the hot tub opens and they're like, oh, and they run. They're like, okay, it's a prank. There's going to be food out there. They're running. They're smiling. They get out there. Nothing. They're like, no, they look under the hot tub cover. Like there's something under there. Like, no, there's food in the hot tub, please. And that's when Adam just like, F. They're so mad. And Dana's like, well, you're not getting any more entertainment this season, production. We're just going to not even move for the rest of the season. And they're so mad. And Kira runs upstairs, cries in the HOH bedroom. Adam goes up there and starts to comfort them like, hey, look, it's just food. We're going to eat in a couple of weeks. It's going to be fine. The point is we're in Final Four. We've got a chance at winning this game. That's all that matters. Like really doing his best to comfort the person that's about to blindside him.
It's great. It was great. I mean, to be fair, though, I did think that it could be a prank in some way, because they were talking about how the questions were so ridiculous. And I think at this point, projection, just they need a little more use out of their have not room, and they want to see Dane lose it.
Yes. And I mean, anybody should know, I think, you know, as soon as Kira says that, as soon as they tell Kira that they're not allowed to sleep in the HOH bed, that's never happened before. They're not going to do that. They do eventually reveal it was a prank all along. Have nots are over. And Anthony is like, oh, yeah, that's, we were not mad. We were totally cool with it.
We'll entertain you.
Yeah.
We definitely weren't just about to sulk for the next 2 weeks.
May asks, why did they do this? What was the purpose? The purpose is the reaction they got. They'll definitely air it on the show. They acted like little children who did not get a toy from mommy. And it was pretty bad. They should be ashamed of themselves.
I guess, but also they just picked the perfect grouping of people to be just completely upset with this. Like, there was no one there who could even laugh about it and talk about how ridiculous it was. Nothing. It was just pure anger, and I loved it. I think that I would have been happy with them going maybe a little bit longer, maybe go a day or two before you reveal that it was all just fake. So
yes, really, I think even though Adam did scream, I think Adam handled it the best, and like he actually was trying to help, you know, comfort other people. But still, this was an embarrassing showing for these players. But there you go. That was the have not prank. Back to the game.
I would just like to point out that is probably the most significant thing that the facts from the archive room have come into play with. So if you're wondering why was this room here, besides Adam's one little twist of finding the flashlight, this was it.
Oh, and also should be pointed out, they came, I guarantee you, this was like the opposite of the Big Brother 20 puzzle that Caitlin didn't complete, where like they thought that was impossible to fail. Production made this quiz to be impossible to complete, and they very nearly did it. Like, they were one question away, and if Mark hadn't done bad math, they would have completed the quiz and their whole prank would have been ruined.
No, they probably just changed it and said, oh, there's a bonus. You need to get this bonus question right. Something, anything.
So there you go. All right, so back to the game. Kira's talking to Anthony some more about this move, and Anthony is, you know, reassuring Kira, pumping them up. Hey, Kira, this is a lion move. It's a lion move. Kira's worried about how Adam's going to react. He says, don't worry. I'll be here. I'll be there. You, Adam starts yelling at you, I'll be right there. I will not let him bully you. Will not let it happen. This is the biggest move of all time. The biggest move in the history of Big Brother, Kira. And everyone is going to love you. And Kira's like, yeah, everyone that didn't like me before is going to love me now. It's going to be so good. That's a great Mary face.
No, like, just the read that these people have on the season, like from an audience perspective, is just insane. I mean, we'll get to it later, but like, they all think that this is the best, most entertaining season, and I don't think the season is that bad, but it certainly has not been like a joy to watch and just love everyone every single day. Yeah, like I said before, though, this is Anthony at his best. He does this thing where he puts like thought, like saying, I won't let him bully you, is saying basically it doesn't matter if Adam is going to bully Kira or not about this. It's just planting in, I am your hero. He's not going to do this. You are not weak. You are not, you know, you are a better player than this. Saying, you know, you need to tell them your reason why you're doing this is because you refuse to be stupid. You're not a stupid player. You refuse to be cut at the final three with them, you know, and saying things like that is really his way of framing the narrative for Kira around what benefits him the most for Kira to believe. So I was impressed still.
Yes, basically helping Kira write their speech for the nominations. You were not stupid enough to go to the final three with them. They thought you were. They thought you were stupid. They thought that you'd be willing to go to the final three with them, where you have no chance of winning. But you are not stupid, Kira. You're a lion, and I am not. Exaggerating how many times he calls them a lion. I'm probably underselling it. They reiterate their final two. Kira says, I want to be in the end with you, Anthony. I have always wanted to be in the end with you. I have always felt closest to you of all of the people, of all of the guys at the very least. I want to get to the end with you. That's the story of the season. That's how things should play out. And Anthony's like, absolutely. I would never take Mark over to the final two over you. I will absolutely take you to the final two. This is a final two deal right here. And yes, Mesa, they'd be the cutest final two of all time, they said.
Oh yeah, best friends. It's gonna be so cute. They're gonna love it. I mean, realistically though, this is the scenario where Anthony gets, you know, in the final three with Mark and Kira. A really close shot. Like he does not need to win, shouldn't win, and they're probably both taking him.
Yes. I mean, you never know with Mark, but you can't underestimate Anthony. So,
yeah, we have yet to see Anthony not be able to manipulate his way if a twist is not involved.
Yes. So Dane is going to have a conversation with Adam. They're starting to get a little worried because Kira is being very vague with them, and they are not telling them the plan. They're saying, I'm not going to say anything until the nominations. And they, of all people, should know that when this line is used, it means you're going up, hands down. That's how it works. If they don't tell you, it's because you're on the receiving end of it. And they are starting to get worried. They're like, okay, so clearly the Anthony and Mark thing is probably not going to work. It's going to be Dane and Mark. That's their worst case scenario. Probably Dane and Mark. That's annoying. Anthony must have gotten into their head. I don't know what he said at Wendy's. He must have done it. Wasn't Wendy's, Adam. It was last week. It was a long time ago. Anthony's been working for a while.
Yeah, he's been putting the work in earlier on, and I think that it's, gosh, I want to know, is there anything Adam could have done today to, you know, because I don't think exposing Anthony or anything would have worked. I think that would have just made Kira even more upset and feel like Adam is, you know, being mean or bullying the situation. But I don't know. Playing some sort of emotional card with Kira that, you know, talking about, but he can't even talk about Sam because Anthony's infiltrated that and gotten into the head about, you know, anytime he talks about Sam, it's for this particular reason. So this is really just like a long play on Anthony's part. And even though Adam and Kira have been getting along more recently, it's just the work put in before. And I think the thing that I'm most surprised about is just the fact that Anthony did have a week where he stopped this relationship with Kira and did not keep it up so well, but he's just so good that he can pull her back in. I think that while this isn't like a great move for Kira, it is a big move in that it's a big move for Anthony. And so I think that that's really what he, you know, I hope we get at least a couple diary rooms of Anthony saying, yeah, I'm telling Kira that this is their move and it's a big move, but it's my big move and it's my HOH. And I expect we'll see a lot of that on the show.
I think we're definitely going to see the conversation with Mark where he says, don't worry, this is my HOH.
Anytime Mark and Anthony talk this whole episode, it's just Mark going, oh, I think I'm going up. Just as long as it's not the two of us, we'll be okay. And Anthony's like, it's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. And then Mark will leave the room and he's like, I got this.
Yes.
Because, laughs, cracks up.
Because I think on the episode, we'll see Anthony say, this is my HOH, coupled with Kira insisting that this is their move, that they were not influenced by anybody. And Anthony telling Kira, this is your move. Don't let anyone tell you that you were influenced by anyone. This is your move.
So is Kira like Anakin, and then Anthony is like Palpatine here and trying to make some kind of, I just want to turn this into a Star Wars thing. That's where I'm at right now. That's on my brain. I don't know. It's amazing. It's amazing just that we've gotten to this point at the final five. And people are still able to be manipulated. They don't even have like personal game sense to think out what is truly their best way of getting to the end. So,
yeah, I mean, no, Mary, just all of their decisions happen to coincide with the mastermind of the season. All of their best decisions happened to be the ones that were the ones that the mastermind wanted them to do.
It's not like they don't know he's the mastermind. The number of times people talk to Anthony and say, you're my mentor. You're a great speaker. Can you just speak for me? I love all your answers. I mean, Adam is constantly saying, don't talk to Anthony because he makes sense and he's a great talker and he's a great thinker. They all know he's the mastermind. They all look at him as their leader, or not their leader, but their person who's mentoring them and giving them the smarts. Like, if you have a person in the game like that, it's almost like they're not in the game. Like you're using them like a coach or something, but they're in the game and they're playing. And it's just their first time. I think the fact that he is one of the people who has the least, you know, original game knowledge, and he's still able to do this. It's crazy.
It's impressive. You know? But yeah, I mean, Kira knows that Anthony is manipulative. They know that he is one of the smartest people in the house, and they are still insisting that like every move they made throughout the entire season was their decision. It was what was best for them. The fact that it was what Anthony wanted every single time, coincidence. It was still their decision, right?
Well, and I wonder, because when looking at the end here, you know, The thing that I think could be a downfall, I don't think it will, because Anthony's obviously a good enough speaker. If he can make this happen, he can pull out a win probably in final. But if these people were more egocentric almost, they might not think kindly to him saying at the end, you know, all these moves you made, they were actually mine. So I'm curious to see if he gets to the end what his presentation of this is, because he almost needs to keep it up at the end and say, yeah, you know, we worked together and we threw ideas off each other and you guys were lions, and I'm just so glad I got to work with lions. If he goes about it that way, I think easy win. It's only if he says, y'all were sheep and I led you around and I got you to do this, this, and this, which I would be more impressed with just because I want to hear that, but I don't think that he would get the win in that case necessarily.
I mean, if he wants to do the full Dr. Will, getting to the end with no wins and then telling the jury that if they have a problem with him, they have a problem with reality, and then winning, that's the way to go about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's too bad that he doesn't, that he can't make these references in-house. Mm. That'll be great.
Truly. So there you go. Anthony with Kira. Then Dane was talking to Adam about that thing. Mark is going to talk with Anthony. He's like, should I be like, you know, campaigning to Kira to like not go on the block? Like, I feel like I should be doing something. And he's like, no, you're good. Don't worry about it. You're fine. It's like, really? Yep.
He says just go talk to Kira and say you understand.
Yeah.
And you understand their moves and that you're proud of them and you respect them, and you'll be fine. That's it. That's all you gotta
do. Don't do anything crazy. Everything is already done. And Marcus is like, you're a monster, man. You're crazy. You're ridiculous. Kira is going to have a conversation with Adam prior to the nominations, and Adam is going to lay it on a little thick. with the guilt trip. Like, hey, don't worry about the decision. Whatever you decide, I'll support you. You know, if Dane needs to go up on the block, Dane needs to go up on the block. We come a long way together in this game. And Kira's like, yeah, I'm still not saying what I'm doing. He's like, yeah. All right, well, you know, starting to make me a little worried here, Kira. It's not going to be me, is it? Kira's like, no, definitely not. Trust me.
Does this make it better or worse?
So much worse. This is like 20 minutes before the nomination. Kira wants to do this because they think they're a lion and they want to make good TV because they're a lion and stand up for themselves and make a big move. Because that's what Anthony has been putting in their heads all for so long. But to blindside a friend, somebody who genuinely, Adam has stuck up for Kira more than anyone in this house by far. Adam genuinely cares for Kira. He was playing them. Yes, he would have cut them, but I do not think he would have blindsided them. And to be blindsided in a way that it's obviously he got by one of his other guys, not like this was a decision that they had to make because it's not the right decision for them. It's like, it's even worse. And then to be blindsided, by it, it's going to upset him. And he's already inclined to want to, you know, stick up for his guy alliance, his legendary guy alliance. And to do this is only going to make it worse.
Yeah. I'm just not. I don't even think that this is going to be the kind of situation where Kira gets out of the house and, you know, realizes this. Like, I just feel like almost if you're in this deep with this narrative, we're not even going to get like a satisfying, oh, wow, I really messed up, didn't I? So
I think there's a reason that Damien and Esty left the house. Like, Esty, at the very least, Damien doesn't have the information yet. But, Esty and even Sam, like, these people are leaving the house like, oh, we made a mistake. We let these guys run the house. Oh, we're dumb. Can't believe it. Like, they know what happened. They're understanding. They're, they're totally fine. Meanwhile, Corey and Kira are leaving the house, probably, and they are 100, like, Anthony's minions. They are going to be fully, like, Corey is still, no. Anthony had my back. Anthony is amazing. And with the guys, they're the worst. Adam, I have a right to be bitter against Adam. He only takes shots from the shadows. Kira's going to leave thinking that they did all this stuff. Corey still thinks that she could have won the game. Like, these people are leaving the house in a complete delusional bubble. And that's because Anthony has delicately crafted it around their heads. And Adam and Dane, they just don't have that skill. They're people left the house knowing the truth. So I think that tells you a lot about the game styles.
Yeah. Well, the viewers are probably going to appreciate Adam a little bit more than Anthony in some ways that for not doing this. I mean, yeah, I just think my biggest pet peeve with this show is when people come out and can't recognize their own mistakes. And so I'm not going to love the post game Corey and Kira stuff.
Yeah. Adam is like, okay, you're promising me that it's not me. I just know Anthony can be persuasive. And Kira's like, no, Anthony had nothing to do with this. This is my choice. Nobody tells me what to do.
This is a red flag for Kira. Note, they already know that if something happens, it's Anthony. Yes. It's not them. They're not getting the credit already, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Exactly. If you find yourself betraying your closest ally in the house and somebody else is getting the credit for it, you're done in the game. That is the worst look in the entire game. Worse than the goat look by itself is betraying an alliance member for somebody else. Not only an alliance member, but your closest ally, your closest friend in the house for somebody else. That is just a terrible, terrible look. No jury respects that.
No, they don't. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many, if we've got to go through all these conversations. It's just constant. Every time Kira talks with Anthony, it's just so much building Kira up and so much, you know, they're going to regret keeping me over Damien. Yes, true. They probably will. This is the biggest move that could have ever happened this entire season. You know, people are going to love me just on and on and on. And, you know, right now they're looking around and they're going to be so surprised. Anthony says multiple times, I'm just excited to watch them realize when they messed up their game. And that's great. That's good. That's going great for his villain montage. I think, you know, Kira talking about how they came here to win and not get second or third place or maybe even second. Like, no, Kira, play for second, please. That's the best you're probably going to do. And you would have been such a more likable character had you got to the end and gotten second with someone that people wanted to win.
Yes. Kira should know. Kira should know ahead of time that this is not going to work out, that Anthony is going to get all the credit. Because, again, they also know that Anthony is the manipulator. They said it themselves. And any time that Adam has like been like, no, I think Anthony makes sense. I think doing what Anthony happens to, like, Kira has been in the position where they have berated Mark for doing the right thing for his game that happened to coincide with Anthony, berated him for being a little man who wants to be a big man because that's what Anthony told him and he's just doing what Anthony says. They have made fun of Adam. Adam, why are you listening to Anthony? Of course what he says makes sense. It's not good for you, though. And now they are in the exact position that they have berated and yelled at before, and they don't see it. And they should.
No, because this is not a logical thing. They can't see the logic of the situation. They're, you know, blinded to it. And we haven't talked a whole lot about Dane, but I do want to point out a couple of things that Dane did today that I think are probably good if Anthony and Mark or Kira, you know, decide that they do want to get Adam out eventually, is that Dane does a lot of sort of work with Anthony and Adam and Mark even, and talking about, you know, oh, if I have to go up, you know, as long as it's not you, Anthony, I feel like you going up is, you know, that would be bad, but I'll take the bullet for you, kind of, you know, the impression that he's giving off. So while I know that people probably see through it to some extent and still think that Dane is a huge threat, I feel like that's a better look than Adam just fighting against it, because Adam has a lot fewer moments with Anthony trying to bridge that gap. It's almost like they've agreed they're on separate sides at this point.
Yes. So Adam, again, talks about how close they've been this season. Ever since Sam left, they've gotten so much closer, and he really appreciates their relationship. And he's really, you know, worked hard, and he's very excited for them to get toward the end and maybe sit together in the final two. That would be so great. And then Kira's like, okay, yeah, great. He leaves, and Kira goes, I feel like such a terrible person. Oh man, I don't like this. Big
this
Brother's
game
supposed
is
to be
making
fun
me
and
a bad
good.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Big Brother's making me a terrible person. Yeah. Then, you know, all of this stuff. They it's so terrible. And then they start to recite their speech over and over. And so we know what they said in their speech. It's that they have to put up Dane because Dane has been HOH three times and he's put them up every single time. So it's only fair that they put Dane up as well. And they also have to put up Adam for the same reason that Dane put up Kira next to Chelsea, because Adam would campaign and fight and use the veto on Dane, and they can't risk that. They thought that Kira was stupid enough to go to the final three with them, and they're not, because they don't want third or maybe second place. They're not stupid enough to do that. And so they cannot be in this house with Adam and Dane. This is Anthony's speech. And I tweeted this out as if there were any more reasons to criticize Kira's decision here. This speech makes it abundantly clear to both Dane and Adam that Kira will never take them to either the final three or definitely the final two, because Kira does not believe that they have any chance of beating them and is not willing to take them to the end and lose to them. So even if fights happened, even if cracks started to form with all of the civil war happening between the Pretty Boys, there is now zero chance that whichever one of them stays, Dane or Adam, keeps Kira at the final four or at the final three, because at least there's a chance Anthony might take me. At least there's a chance Mark might take me. I know Kira will not, 100%. And they just won a mental competition. So, zero reason to keep Kira around, even as a goat, to take to the end, because you can't risk that they're going to win the final three HOH. So Kira guaranteed their spot as a target in the final four here, with the reasoning that they're using. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to the final two with you. Okay, I'm not stupid. I'm not taking you any further in this game.
I don't know why people still do this. I mean, it's working for Anthony, I guess. But with pretty much everyone else, like, it's not an argument to keep someone around because they're a good competitor and because they're not stupid. Like, you need to show hints of that, but you really only need to show hints of that to people while on their way out the door or during their jury speech. It's very rarely, unless you have a house divided completely with two warring factions, it's really not beneficial for anyone to want to keep you, especially in the end game. Keep me around, because I'm better than you thought I was. I'm not the goat you thought I was.
Yeah, I mean, I've done this a couple times this season, but I think it's worth comparing and going back to look at Big Brother 17, because Big Brother 17 is an example of what Kira thinks that they're doing to some extent, where Steve pretended to be Vanessa's puppet intentionally in order to get far and then cut Vanessa at the last second. Steve, when he made moves, would be like, what? But Vanessa told me this. Steve intentionally made it seem like Vanessa was using him. Kira doesn't want to do that because that would keep Steve around, because Vanessa remains the bigger target. Vanessa remains the person. Vanessa is the person people should feel betrayed by, because Vanessa is the one that talked Steve into doing things. And Steve intentionally pushed that narrative in order to, because by intentionally pushing that narrative, he's able to then break free of it when he cuts Vanessa. Boom. I wasn't the puppet all along. It was a ploy. But when Kira insists in the moment that it's their move, they were not manipulated, it makes them look even more susceptible to manipulation. And it makes them the target ahead of Anthony, ahead of the person that is doing the manipulating. And it makes people like Adam feel betrayed by Kira instead of Anthony, even though it was Anthony's move to get him on the block in the first place. It's just all the wrong things, and people should learn from Steve. They should not underrate what he did in that game.
Yeah. It's a good system. And I'm going to just come in here real quick and say, I don't know if you guys know this, but I was playing an online Survivor game recently and it just ended last night.
Oh, how'd it go?
I won. Yes! It was shocking.
Yes.
Actually, it's not shocking. I am the first 2-time winner of this game. But my point is that this is something that I employed in the game of you come in, and you make everyone else think you just vote for them. And then you go all the way to the end and then you drop it all on your jury speech and everyone sees how amazing you are.
There you go. Did you ever get that that immunity?
I didn't. No, I never got the immunity reversed. I didn't need it. I won just the final four immunity, and that's the only one you need. And then you just get to the end.
There you go. All right. Congrats to Mary.
Thanks.
Okay, so They recite their speech. They're rehearsing it. Feeds go down for nominations, and Kira nominates Adam and Dane. During the nomination ceremony, apparently, Adam said something along the lines of, he made a claim, hey, why are you doing this? Why are you believing Anthony when Anthony and Mark were the ones that came to me last week trying to get you on the block? And Anthony denied it. So the feeds come back to arguing.
Oh, yeah.
In the HOH room. Quite a lot of it. And Adam is like, Anthony and Mark were trying to get you on the block, and I stood up for you, Kira. And Anthony's like, that did not happen. Absolutely not. I have never said Kira's name. I said to you, put Kira on the block. And I was like, yeah, in the hot tub. I was sitting here. You were over here. And you were like, hey, you know, what about Kira? You put it in my head. And I thought about it. I went to Kira. Kira was very upset about it. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And Kira's like, hey, but it doesn't matter. I don't even care. Hey, but Adam, I did not do that. I definitely did not do that. This is an argument between Adam and Anthony, and Kira keeps trying to butt in to be relevant. Like, hey, this was my move. I did. Hey, be mad. Hey, over here. And meanwhile, Adam and Anthony are just like, unbelievable that you would say that. I can't believe. And Adam's like, I see what you did here. You go to Wendy's and you do this stuff. And Anthony's like, whoa, hey, I didn't say anything to Wendy's. Hey, this is not my move. This is Kira's move. This is Kira's move. And Kira's like, yeah, it was my move. Mine, Adam, hey. And Adam's like, yeah. Okay. Sure, Kira. Anthony, though, you cannot say that you did not say this to me last week. That is not true. And Kira's like, hey, Kira is eventually just like, hey, I did this because you were the one that convinced me, Adam, talking about the veto. And you convinced me about how important the veto was. Okay? And Adam's like, all right, well, fine. Look, if I leave this week, just the boys, you know, one of you boys is going to win. And Mark is like, well, I mean, obviously, if you leave, then everyone else has a chance. He's like, no. What we've done this season, all season long, the four of us, I would hope that if I was sitting there, I would have your vote. You know, you have my vote. And Anthony's like, hey, that is not for you to decide. You do not decide. You do not tell the jury what to do. And Adam's like, no, we've done something great. I, you guys have been loyal to me. I am going to stay loyal to you. You guys know that you have won. If any of you are sitting next to them in the jury, in the final two, you know that you've won the game. And Anthony's like, change the subject. Hey, but I didn't say anything about Kira. That's the important thing. That's the important thing about this one. And Kira's like, wait, what? What do you mean? What do you mean I don't get to? You're not going to vote? Hey, I played this game. I played a good game. And Adam's like, yeah. Okay, Kira. You guys know, though. And Adam's, and Kira says, no, I made the biggest move in the game. And if the jury doesn't respect it, then that's effed. Adam's like, all right. And he leaves. And Anthony's like, you did so good, Kira. And Kira's like, that's how you take out a big player.
So when Adam wins the veto, this is going to be real great for Kira, right?
So
I feel like I'm not even needed. You can just take over, just play all sides of the story. It's fun. It's very entertaining. I like watching this version better, I think. I love Adam's quick turnaround to thinking, oh shoot, if I'm leaving, at least I got to make sure my legacy goes down, right? I built this thing. If I'm Matt Hoffman, it's still going to happen, right?
Yeah, and this is why one of the reasons why this was such a terrible move for Kira, because Adam needed to be betrayed by the boys. They were willing to do it. They were willing to betray Adam for Kira. And if Adam is betrayed by the boys, then he might vote for Kira, because what he says is that they've been loyal. He's been loyal. They've done something beautiful together. The only problem is that Kira happened to win this one. And you know what? Anthony outplayed him. And that's mm-hmm. fine, because there was no other option. But if there had been another option, if Adam was still in the game and then Anthony or Mark betrays him, that's something bigger. That's something that might make Adam not go to the jury. And he says, explain everything that they've done and make sure that they vote for when there's going to be at least three votes from the pretty boys, plus either Sam, Esty, Corey, whoever. It's going to be guaranteed. So that makes Kira very upset. Kira is going to spend the rest of the night ranting to the cameras, ranting to anybody that will listen to them, basically giving their whole final two speech. I came into this game. I knew it. I've known since week two about the Guys Alliance. I've known,
I knew that there was something. I wanted to know what the Alliance was. I said nobody in this Alliance was going to vote for someone outside the Alliance. What are they even talking about? How did they do this? I knew all along. We knew. Me and Chelsea, that's why Chelsea made that move. We made this move. We knew. We systematically knew we had to break up the Alliance. We had to take out people who were part of that. Well, what do you mean you had to take out people who were part of that? You had Mark up on the block with Chelsea, but you decided to take it. I knew it was better for me to take out Kiki instead, because that hurt you guys more than taking out one of you guys, right? It's like, what is even happening when they're talking? None of this makes sense. Like, you think you guys were stealth? You weren't secretive all season long. I've been picking away little bit by little bit, taking out the numbers around you. Mark went up because we thought he was the weakest link. You can think that you had all of the puppeteering, but you didn't. He's like, Mark was never going to go home in that scenario. I had the blood veto. Well, why didn't you use the blood veto and take that? Because I saw more benefit in taking out Kiki. It definitely wasn't Anthony who made me take out Kiki.
I made my own decisions.
It was my game, my move. It's like, yeah, this is... Oh my gosh, all my comments are just, what are you talking about? You can't have it both ways. I knew Mark was aligned with you guys. It didn't matter. I knew Mark was more likely to go up against than Dane. Adam, you don't need to explain yourself. This is just not helping me.
Kira says to the cameras, Kira says to the cameras, hey, I broke them. I broke them up. I cracked that guy's alliance back when I said that information about Corey. I broke them. And at one point they even had because they have to sit down and ask the guys about this multiple times. And they sit down, they ask Anthony, so when did it start? It's like, very, very early, day one. So when did it end? When did you guys break
ended.
Up?
Oh my God.
No, they knew it. They knew it.
Stop. You cannot say, this is not a positive to say that you knew this dominant alliance was here the whole season and you let them get to the end. That's not a good thing, and that's not something in your favor. Stop saying it, because no one respects it.
Yes, if you are somebody that has been wondering all season long, why are they letting these people get away with this? Why? All these people in the house, they're not doing anything about this. Listen to how Kira sees the game. They talked about it to the cameras. They talked about it to other players. Kira explains exactly how alliances like the Brigade and like the Pretty Boys get away with what they do, because the players in the house see it from the perspective of, I was playing them the whole time. Because every single person in that house thought that that was what they were doing, thought that they were the ones that were going to break this alliance or whatever, that it wasn't as strong and that they were the heroes of the season. And Kira genuinely thought that they were in, that they had cracked stuff and that, that they weren't together anymore. So obviously you weren't together when Mark put up Adam and Adam put up Mark, right? So you were broken up before then. Yeah, they were definitely broken up by the time the four of them asked you to go to Final Five with them. Definitely.
I can't. I'm done. No more.
Oh, boy. So, Kira's also going to be very angry at Adam for saying that they can't win, and that he won't vote for them. Like, you know.
Sorry, I'm getting a Skype call.
Is it from your dad? So Kira,
I think that was like tie up loose end org related stuff. I have absolutely no idea where that call came from.
Your dad is watching. He needed to congratulate you on your win.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm so podcasting.
Kira is very angry at Adam. It says to the cameras, says Adam is a God complex misogynistic pig that he would not vote for me in the end. Unbelievable. Because yeah. Blindsiding your friend and ending his game and then he doesn't want to vote for you is the most misogynistic God plot complex pig thing to do ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you get mad because your ally who should have gone to the end with you because it was the smartest thing for them votes you out instead and puts you on the block. Why would you get mad at that? Why would you think that the alliance that you built and got you all the way to the final five with four people in it and then the fifth person just happens to win? Why would you be upset by that? I mean, what did you do? You only got through the first 56 days of the game. Like, it's all about that last moment, you know? Mm. You can't run the whole game and then be upset when it doesn't work out.
Yes.
Ugh, God complex.
Kira is going to continue to insist that none of their decisions were ever influenced by anybody throughout the entire game. Right. No decision was ever influenced by anybody.
Especially not the one that just happened. That yes. was just completely influenced the entire 2 days.
Definitely. This is the blood veto talk. This is when they talk about how they cracked the boys thing. Meanwhile, throughout all of this, Dane is quite pleased because him versus Mark, if Kira wanted to take a shot at him, meant that he goes home. Him versus Adam, with Adam blowing up, Dana's like, oh boy, Adam, I'm going to be the nice one. And Adam's going crazy. Adam's going to go home. Anthony and Mark going to keep me. And everything's going to be cool and fine because I'm going to stay in the house. Dana's very happy.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if it's completely warranted because Dane could still pretty easily go home, but at least Adam making a fuss about this. I mean, the day did turn around from where Kira was putting up Adam basically because they didn't want to go against Anthony and were snowed by Anthony to kind of, you know, after all this happens and after Adam, you know, yells a lot, Kira's like, you know, I don't even care who goes home. I thought it needed to be Dane, but it could be Dane or Adam. So that is a plus for Dane at this point.
Yes. So Dane is happy. But things might not work out the way he wants. Kira and Anthony talk some more. Anthony is comforting Kira. You did the right thing. You're a lion. Of course. Kira's like, can I really not win a jury vote? Anthony's like, of course you can. You're a lion. Lions can win jury votes. So Anthony is trying to reassure Kira that they can win a vote. Adam is going to talk to Kira again, and he apologizes for being heated. He was blindsided in the moment. He was very hurt by what happened. He wants to apologize for what he said. Kira says, I've done a good job in this game. How dare you say what you did? He's like, I'm sorry I said that. You've done a great job. You deserve to be here. You really do. I did not mean what I said. I was just mad. I was just blindsided. I was hurt. I'm sorry. And Kira's like, yeah, well, I have played a good game. So yeah. It's like, okay. You've played a great game, Kira. And then he offers to cook a meal for everyone. He's settled down. I can't believe I missed this. During the argument, though, with all of the craziness going on, this is prior to the apology, as Kira's still yelling, Adam had left the room and the HOH. Adam starts arguing with Anthony again. So this is back during the argument. I missed this. I'm sorry. It's very important, too. So Adam is arguing with Anthony out in the open about Anthony. You said you tried to get Kira on the block. How could you deny this? You did it. And Anthony's like, I didn't do it. No, I absolutely did not do that. And they keep arguing. They keep yelling at each other. And Adam eventually just like, you know what? What are we doing? What are we doing, Anthony? What are we doing? We're brothers. We're brothers. We've done something beautiful in this game together, Anthony. And we shouldn't be yelling at each other. They hug and they both start crying. And I'm just like, we're brothers. I love you, man. I love you. And I'm going to vote for you. You know, I'm going to make sure one of the guys win. And I don't care. I'm loyal to the end. I'll go home. I'm going to go to that jury. I'm going to make sure they know everything that we've done this season. It's been legendary. We've done great things together. And Anthony's like, I love you too, man. I love you too. And they both walk away, in tears. Tracy in the chat points out this is a must-see moment. It is. It's hard to describe because it's very against their character. But they cry together. They apologize. And Adam says, you know, like, screw this, screw all of it. I'm going home. That's fine. But you're my brother and I love you. And I'm going to make sure that everyone knows how good you were and all of that stuff. You guys will absolutely win. If you guys sit next to Kira, he says the same thing to Mark, same thing to Dane. Very important to point out. So back to what we were talking about before. Adam offers to cook a meal for everyone. Things start to settle down a bit. Dane talks with Kira. Dane does the opposite of what Adam does. He's like, it's all good. It's all good. You know, you made a move. I have nothing against you. Moving forward, we can still work together. This is the typical Dane Kira conversation that they've had all season long. Kira lets Dane know, you know, I wanted to target you. That was why I put Adam up next to you. But now that Adam's like been freaking out, I'm thinking maybe Adam needs to go. And Dane is like, okay. Dane goes and he's like, says to Mark, so Kira says that I was the target first and then Adam freaked out and that now Adam's the target. And Mark is like, oh, nobody said anything to me. And then Dane says it to Anthony and Anthony runs into Mark. He's like, don't tell Dane anything, Mark. Dane just told me that you told him that he was the target first. You can't tell him that stuff. And Mark is like, I didn't say anything. It wasn't me. I said that nobody talked to me. And Anthony's like, okay. But don't tell Dane anything, okay? He's like, I didn't. He's like, okay. But stop telling Dane things, okay? And Mark is like, okay. I didn't. Okay. Don't tell Dane. Okay. Thought that was funny.
Anthony's like, I can't be in two places at once. I can't control everybody at one time.
Anthony talks to Mark a little bit more and they start talking about like, all right, so, you know, here's what we'll do. What I need you to do is go to Dane and, you know, act like everything's good and all of this stuff. And then this week we'll take Dane out. And then next week we know what we have to do. Oh, wait a minute. Anthony just said, who did he say? Dane? I thought Anthony wanted Adam out. What's going on, Mary? Well, I don't know. Why? Anthony's saying to take Dane. Take Dane out of the game. Uh-oh, Dane. Uh-oh.
I mean, I guess this is a long-term plan. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that this is the best scenario, I guess, in terms of jury votes, it probably is. But does the speculation even really matter when it's probably going to come down to Adam or Dane winning Power Veto anyway?
I mean, probably not, but it matters in the sense that if they don't win the veto, Anthony does control this vote.
But if Dane goes, I just don't think I'm going to get any like that. Like, just because Adam stays, I need Adam to actively stay. I can't have him stay just because Anthony wants Dane to stay. That doesn't help me in the stock watch.
Who did you buy?
I may have gone all in on Adam this week.
Well, hey, look, if Adam leaves, you're done.
Right.
If he stays, you've still got a shot here. You should be happy.
Yeah, but I need him to stay and pull something out amazing.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. You just got pulled out of the fire. Anthony.
No one cares. No one cares about my Stockwatch picks. We can move on. I'm just still frustrated with it.
All right. Well, Adam is going to talk with Anthony, and Adam is still in this mode of, you know, I love this game so much, and I'm so proud of what we've accomplished together, and I'm staying loyal to the end. Don't worry about it. And Anthony says, "Hey, we're gonna have a talk later." I was like, talk? I mean, look, I don't care. I don't care about, you know, we've all said things. Anthony's like, no, we're gonna have a talk later. Okay. Adam and Dane are gonna talk about how they regret taking Damien out of the game.
Yeah.
Made some mistakes. They had
like, oh, we didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Made some problems here, you know. They still think there's a way that they could both stay if one of them wins, but I mean, you're going to have to pull some kind of magic with Kira for that to happen.
Yes, they're hoping, you know, hey, one of us wins the veto, we'll be okay. No, they're not. So Kira talks with Mark and Anthony. They talk a little while. Kira's still insisting that they played a good game. Again, this is going to happen all night long. Kira also says, hey, I'm loyal to this three. Kira, Mark, Anthony, this three, we're going to take it down to the end. And Mark seems on board with that. And Anthony's like, yeah, cool. Kira is then going to talk to Adam again. And Adam apologizes again. Says, look, I just felt hurt. You know, I've stuck up for you in this game. I've gotten much closer to you ever since Sam left. And, you know, they wanted you out. They really did. You know, you'll watch it. You'll watch it. And, you know, I really stuck up for you. And I feel stupid. I feel played. And that's fine. You know, it's a game. I'm just letting you know how I feel. And Kira's like, hey, and I'm appreciative. I'm thankful. I'm grateful for everything you did. And I was loyal, but I had to do this. I had to do it. And so they have that conversation. Kira's then going to talk to Anthony. And, so Anthony sits Kira down. Okay. I need to tell you like everything that happened. And this is when Anthony tells his version of how the season went. Very different from how the season actually went. So day one, coming to the house, Burgundy suit, looking fly. We made alliance. Along the way, I saw things happening. You know, I started to get really close to you, Kira, and I saw that Dane and Adam and Mark, they were all talking crap about each other, and I didn't like that. I don't like when people talk crap about people in your alliance. It's not something that I like to do personally, because I'm a very loyal and honest person. And so I saw you and I saw your character, Kira, and I knew that I wanted to go to the end with you, but I couldn't say anything. So I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but I think that gives you the gist of what he's saying to them, that really, all along, he's been working to get to the end with Kira, and that, you know, let's forget about what happened with Corey. Let's forget about what happened with other things. It's always been Kira, and he's always been loyal to Kira. He's never, ever wanted Kira on the block. He's always stuck up for Kira. And the reason why Kira never touched the block is because Anthony always stood up for them. And all of this stuff. And then Kira's like, I like that story. That's a good one. I'm going to tell you how my game, you know, how I've played this game. And then Kira tells a story about how they knew week two about the Guys Alliance. No, Kira, it was week three that Sam overheard the conversation. And then throughout, like, since that time, you knew there was a weird connection, and you at various points in time didn't believe it was real, or thought that you had cracked it, or thought that it didn't exist, or thought that it was fragile.
You're getting into details here. It's all about the story. It's all about the overall story arc, okay?
Basically, Kira tells the story about how they're the hero, and they have been playing, secretly undermining the Pretty Boys all season long, and really, you know, making sure that they were not the most successful alliance in Big Brother history, and that they definitely were not going to leave at the final five.
They played to their strengths of looking dumb and pretending to be stupid and pretending to be, you know, paranoid and weak. And those things were definitely not true at any point in the season.
And I would say, like, you know, good on Kira for coming up with all of this nonsense to other people to make it seem like their game is better. But they said it to the cameras, too. Like, Canada, you saw, which tells me that they really buy it. They buy their own stuff here. So it's at this point that I tweeted out, like, hey, I have an idea. You know how at the end of the season for the updates, we usually do the final three. We go over their games, their whole games throughout the season. This year, I'm thinking, what if instead of doing that, we go through three different games? One is what happened in Big Brother Canada 7. One is what Kira says happened in Big Brother Canada 7. And one is what Anthony said happened in Big Brother Canada 7. And the great thing about this one is that normally these things kind of get repetitive. But this one, totally different each time. It's going to be great.
I'm a fan. As long as you can do them in your voices and with the correct amount of enthusiasm, I think it'd be great.
So there you go. So they continue to reinforce final two together, Kira and Anthony. I do believe that Kira will take Anthony to the final two. They have not said anything to Mark about wanting to take Mark, and they genuinely seem to be wanting to take Anthony. They said that they are on an even playing field with Anthony and Mark. They even said, this was the funny quote that they had said before, after the big blow up with Adam, they were like to Anthony and Mark, they're like, you know what? One of them is going home. And we are going to collectively decide amongst ourselves who it is. As if Anthony's not going to just make the decision for them. So that conversation happens. Then Anthony literally kicks Kira out of the HOH room to have a conversation with Adam. And Anthony, you know, holds court in his HOH room with Adam. And he does a very similar thing with Adam. And this is, again, very impressive stuff. He says to Adam, look, there have been a lot of things along the way. And Adam's not in the mood for it. He's just like, okay, man, you know, whatever. But he sits Adam down. He says, look, this is what happened. Week two, you know, Dane really wanted to go after Sam. Dane was really starting to, you know, say things about you. I knew that you had a final two with Dane, but Mark also had a final two with Dane. Dane also came to me with a final two. And, you know, I've said some things about you. You've said some things about me. Look, the thing about me is that I have friends. I've had friends for 15 years. They're my brothers. I love them. I'm loyal to you. If you are friends with me, then I will have your back 100% all the way, always. And, you know, sometimes that means we fight because I love you. And you know, you and I have fought more than anyone else this season. And that's because of how much I love you, man. And, I know that, you know, Dane has gotten in your ear. He's convinced you of things. But what I need to tell you now is what Dane has been doing all season long and why, and why it seemed like to you that I was not loyal and why it seemed maybe sometimes to me that you were not loyal, but you know, you proved to me, man, tonight, you proved to me that you are true, to the Pretty Boys and that you will be loyal, for the rest of the, you hugged me, you cried, you said you would still vote for one of the boys, even if you left, like you proved to me that you are loyal to the cause. And right after that, Dane is looking me in the eye, like smiling, like, oh, boom, we're going to get Adam out. That's just ridiculous. That's so disloyal. So disloyal. And even Mark has made his final two with Dana. And I've seen that. Dana slipped up a few times. I've caught him in his lies. He goes on. The point being, because you don't want to listen to everything that Anthony said. It takes forever.
I've already listened to this once. This is the part I don't need to listen to again. The Anthony monologue, while impressive, not necessarily riveting.
Yes, the point being that we have been talking all season long about Anthony doing a great job, but what's his end game? How does he get to the end? Maybe he's relying on Dane to take him to the final two. Maybe he's now relying on Mark to take him to the final two. But how does he get there? It's a precarious situation. And now we found out that he's had two massive secret weapons that he's been holding all season long. One is that Kira is a secret sleeper cell for him. And two is that he's been holding on to all of this information. This is for somebody that is terrible at mental competitions and can't remember days. He has Vanessa level memory of all of the conversations that have been had. He has been storing up dirt on Dane all season long, and he's been waiting to unleash it all in one big torrent at Adam, and it works. He is flipping Adam against Dane here, and Adam is so grateful for Anthony, and everything that's happened throughout the entire season is being reorganized in Adam's brain into, oh my God, Dane was playing me. Anthony was the loyal one all along. And Anthony's like, and you know what? You know what, Adam? If you don't win this veto, you're not going home this week. You don't win the veto, you don't win next week, you're not going home that week either. Because you are loyal and you deserve to be here more than anyone else. And Adam's like, why? It's like, and Anthony says, all you did was fall in love. I get that. Dane, he's done some stuff. Mark, even, he's done some stuff. He's not loyal. I reward the people that are loyal to me. And so I'm bringing you, Adam. I'm keeping you, Adam. And Adam is just like, thank you, man. And they start talking. Adam's just like, you know, man, it's unbelievable. Like what you've done. And Anthony says, you know, I had to alley-oop this with Kira, this move, but it's to get Dane out of the house. And I'm going to keep you safe. And Adam's just like, I can't believe you've like barely watched one season. I've watched a lot of seasons of this show, man. And I honestly, I think that you might be one of the best players ever. And I'm sitting watching the feeds like, yeah, I think Adam might be right. I think this is maybe an accurate read.
Adam, as a fan of this game, can appreciate this. I think that's something too. Like, I think Adam would love to win, but I think he did come here to play an impressive game and to make the viewers love him and stuff. So I do think that he can respect this.
Yeah. Adam absolutely recognizes that Anthony is, I think he even called him a wizard. I don't know if this worked well enough that Adam is actually willing to take Anthony to the final two. He said to Anthony himself, and he said after the conversation, like, hey, Anthony's ridiculously good at this. If he gets to the end, he will win hands down. It's very clear that this is what Anthony has been planning all along he has been holding dirt on people long enough that if it came down to it, he can turn people against each other. And Adam has not gone to Dane about any of this. No. He has held on to it. I believe he said something along the lines of like, I don't know if I believe everything that Anthony just told me, but I'm on board. I am on board.
He does go, you know, he in this conversation with Anthony, he does end it by saying, you know, there's a reason why you're not sitting on the block and why I am. You've played a great game. I'm going to make sure the jury knows that if I'm there, and, you know, make sure you study your days, you know, make sure you work with Kira on that. And then he does also go talk to Mark and says, you know, you've played well, I'm gonna, you know, make sure you get some votes in the jury and things like that. So he is, I think Adam is sort of resigned to this fact of, if I do leave, I at the very least want these two people to. And the crazy part is, while probably a good chunk of what Anthony said, you know, does have some truth to it about things that the Dane did throughout the season, he's using facts from early in the season to explain what Dane's endgame plan would be, where I think Dane would have stuck with Adam, and that would have been for at least the, you know, this vote, and for maybe the next one, maybe not taking him to the end. But I do think that Dane was ending with Adam, and so it didn't really matter. It doesn't matter necessarily every step of the way, except for to use this emotional argument against Adam and convince him using those facts.
Yes. So does look like Dane might be in danger. So there are a couple of things that it seems like changed Anthony's mind. The main thing being that Adam was loyal, that when it looked like Adam, when Adam thought he was going home, he hugged Anthony. He cried. He said, "You're my brother. I love you. And I will make sure that the jury knows that they need to vote for you to win in the end." That proved to Anthony that Adam was loyal all along. And I do think he genuinely has turned around on Adam. The only other person he's really talked to about his friends and how like they're going to be a part of his group now is Corey. And I think he meant it with Corey, and I think he means it with Adam now, that he genuinely feels connected to Adam. And he, I think, genuinely feels like maybe I judged him a little too harshly. Maybe Dane was in his ear, and it's really Dane's fault for what he did. I really think that Anthony feels like he can beat anybody in the final two, and so he genuinely wants to reward the people that have been the most loyal to him. I think another part of this is that Adam was screaming to everyone that if they take Kira to the end, they win. That's not good for Anthony if it's Anthony, Mark, and Kira. Anthony, I think, might recognize that Mark is self-interested enough to cut Anthony and take Kira.
Yeah.
So it might, again, this is all speculation, trying to figure out what's going on in Anthony's brain. He might be starting to consider cutting Mark because Mark might actually cut him in favor of Kira, and his ideal final three might actually be Mark, Adam, and Anthony. Because or even Kira, Adam, and himself, because I think that he might feel like Adam would be true to the pretty boys and not take a non-pretty boy. Kira would not take Adam because they don't think they can beat Adam. And then Anthony gets taken either way. Anthony feels like he wins either way. Worst case, it's Mark and Anthony, and he's Mark, Anthony, and Kira, and he's got Kira, and he just needs to convince Mark. Or it's Mark and Adam, and in that case, you know, he has to talk Adam into taking him over Mark, and Mark obviously would take him over Adam. And so I think he's genuinely feeling like any of them can go at Final Four. I think he's starting to feel that way. Maybe. Because I am somewhat convinced that maybe he doesn't want Adam to leave next week, or he's willing to let Adam slip by next week, potentially. I don't even know. But just thoughts here for at least potential motivations.
And even more stuff that he can use that I'm not sure if he's going to. But based on Adam's behavior this round, and if Kira even was leaning towards potentially getting Adam out, Anthony can use this as, if he ends up in the finals with Adam, he could say, you know, I saved Adam during this vote. Adam was potentially going, and I got the ball back on Dane, and you know, Adam hugged me and needed me, and I had to give him a pep talk, and I had this information that I had to share with him. So there's stuff he could use. I don't know if he ever would use that kind of thing, but could.
Yeah. So there you go. That was basically the day in Big Brother Canada 7. On the live feeds. As I said, lots to cover, lots of craziness. This is what Big Brother is. This is truly, truly what it is, what it's all about. And it was a great day of feeds. If you missed it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was great. But I've got a Wizarding Winery to get to. So, you know. I plan on this going till 1 p.m., but that's fine.
But Mary, you know, did not get lucky with the length and timing of this one.
It's okay. It was a lot of fun. I'm glad, you know, at least it's better to have a lot to talk about than only like, you know, a couple seconds to talk about. So.
Yeah, there have literally been updates this week that have been like 20 minutes long, and this one is an hour and a half. So that's what happens sometimes. But yes, I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. We are going to get the veto competition, so we'll see how that plays out. And then tomorrow night, we'll be live to recap the Big Brother Canada 7 nomination episode, where we'll see not this fallout, but we will see hopefully a lot of the Anthony sort of manipulation on Kira. And then we will see the build up and the nomination ceremony itself, which will be somewhat explosive, I believe. So that should be exciting. And then Tuesday night, we will be back for the roundtable, where we will update the stock watch, and Mary will have her fingers crossed. We'll find out how that is updated, and we'll talk about the week as a whole and everything that's gone down, because there's a lot to talk about this week. So the roundtable should be popping, Paul. So thank you everyone for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find Mary at Frail Mary, and you guys have been great.
Yeah.
See you next time. Hello everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taren Armstrong, and today I will be speaking with the latest two members of the Big Brother Canada 7 jury. It's Esty and Damien. Esty and Damien, the two victims of the double eviction. I will be speaking to both of them separately, so they will each get their own interview. Very excited about that. We're going to get to talk to them about their jury votes and everything, all their feelings about their time in the house. So without any further ado, let's get to it. Let's talk to Esty first, see what she has to say.
Hello.
Hey, Esty. Got some questions for you. What went wrong, Esty? Why were you evicted?
I trusted the wrong person. I trusted Dane so much that I just overlooked all the little signs. I think that I maybe, like, especially I feel like the moment that Sam, Chelsea, and Kiki left, it was over for me. I didn't realize it at the time, but that's probably when the game actually ended for me.
Do you have any regrets in the game?
Definitely regret not listening to Kiara and Chelsea about the Boys Alliance. That kind of like ruined the game for me, and just putting so much trust in Dane, for sure.
Would you say that's your biggest regret?
Yeah, I think so. I think that I should have been more wary. I was too hard-headed in assuming that, no way, like, there can't be a guys' alliance. This is not like a guys' club versus the girls. I didn't want to believe it.
Yes, you were given some goodbye messages. How do you feel about about what was said to you in those goodbye messages?
I was so surprised about the Boys Alliance, the pretty boys. I could not believe it. I initially, when I was evicted, in my head, I thought that it was Damien and Kiara who had flipped, not Dane. And during the goodbye messages, found out that it was Dane. So I was absolutely shocked. I felt very, very stupid, super betrayed. And I think that just like the worst part is that Dane didn't tell me the day of that he was voting to evict me. I can understand from a game perspective why he had to let me go. But yeah, just the fact that he hadn't told me beforehand that I was leaving.
Were any of the goodbye messages ones that like stood out as good ones or bad ones?
I think that Damien's was very like saddening to me, because I felt so bad knowing that he was in the outs and that he didn't know what was going on. I felt very bad for him. And of course, like, I felt happy that he had my back, and then also very hurt by Dane's message that he was 99% loyal to me. Like, that means nothing to me. And just annoyed by Marks, because I guess he's trying to play up this like little evil genius. We'll see if he actually is doing that role. But it seems like he thinks he's doing very good in the game.
Do you feel betrayed by anybody in the house?
Oh, absolutely. Kira's vote, I didn't expect them to flip their vote. However, I had no like big loyalty towards them. So betrayed by them, not really. But Dane, I was so loyal to him. I thought he had my back. He didn't. And he cut me at the final seven, which I thought was super early. If he was ever going to cut me, I thought it would be way later on. So super betrayed by Dane.
Do you feel bitter about any of the information that was revealed to you?
I don't feel bitter about the fact there's a guy's alliance. I feel bitter about the fact that Dane never had the guts to tell me that morning or even like during the week when he it seemed like he knew what was going on. He knew that I was leaving the whole week and he never came to talk to me about it the day of and to explain himself and to say that, you know, this is the best thing for my game. I'm sorry, SD, blah, 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 blah. And the fact that he didn't say that, it makes me feel a little bit bitter. But as a juror, I definitely want to let go of that bitterness.
Tell me more about your relationship with Dane in the house.
My relationship with Dane was definitely, it started off as just like very, very friendly. And we got very, very flirty. I think that it was very nice to have someone in the house like that because it does get very lonely in there, especially after Kiki left. We definitely flirted a lot. But I think that in the house, he knew because I constantly kind of like told him that that's all it was ever going to be. And it's just going to be a friendship outside of the house as well.
So you're not going to try to pursue anything outside of the game?
Definitely not, especially not after what he pulled. I can't ever trust the word that comes out of his mouth anymore. But no, I think we'll stay good friends. That's about it.
Okay. If you had stayed in the house this week and you won HOH, who would you have put on the block and who would you have targeted?
I would have put up Adam and Anthony. I would have probably told the house that Anthony was the target if I didn't know about this whole guy's alliance because that was my plan. But if Adam was still on the block, then I would have targeted him over Anthony because Adam is just going to steamroll through the game because he's winning so many competitions.
Who would you have tried to take to the final two?
Probably Mark, because everybody was just like angry with Mark for no reason, and that would have worked out perfectly. And I think that maybe he did deserve at least 20K. I think taking Adam and Dane to the final two would have been very, very hard to beat, so I probably wouldn't have taken them. And Anthony had a great social game, so yeah, probably Mark.
Who do you think is playing the best game in the house?
Oh, for sure, Dane, by far. He's not only winning competitions like Adam is, but Dane has had a great social game. He made everybody feel like he had their backs, and that's the reason people maybe might be bitter towards him. But at the end of the day, if you're looking at it from a fan of the game, from that perspective, then yeah, he definitely is playing the better game.
Who do you think is playing the worst game in the house?
As of right now, based on who is left over, I'd say Kira. I think that they like to pretend like they know what's going on. I don't think that they truly know. I think that they're just being carried along because they know that they can beat them in the final two very easily. So I won't be surprised if they're there at the final two, but end up not winning.
What's going to be your philosophy as a juror?
As a juror, I really want to step away from my bitterness, from the feelings of betrayal. I want to vote for the best competitor in not only like in challenges, but as well as social game, because that to me is Big Brother. It's like 75% social, 25% challenges. And I also just want to vote for the person who has kept that game up while also being kind to everybody else.
Do you think other jury members will have an influence on your vote?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think that based on the conversations that we have, we'll find out. Because obviously, I didn't know everything. I still don't know everything. I'm sure that I'm going to find out a lot over the next few weeks. And so based on those conversations, I'll decide based on that who actually deserves the vote. As of right now, I would say that Dane out of everybody that's there. But I'm sure there's things that I'm not aware about or aware of.
So would you say that you're going to attempt to vote for the best player?
Yeah, for sure. The best player, all around player, including socially and as well as competition. And so as long as they remain kind, they'll have my vote.
All right. So here's what I want you to do for me. Can you rank the remaining house guests in order of who you think you're most likely to give your jury vote to who you're least likely to give your jury vote to?
Okay. Number one, Dane. Number two, Damien. Number three, Mark. Number four, Anthony. Five, Adam. Six, Kira.
All right. Thank you. There you go. That's all I've got for you, Esty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. There you go. That was Esty. Some very interesting answers from Esty. Gotta think about those. So next up, I will be speaking with Damien, and we'll get some of his thoughts as well, and see how those interact with Esty's thoughts. And yeah, should be interesting.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, Damien. How's it going?
Well, you know, not too bad, but it could be better.
Yeah. So yeah. I've got some questions here for you. What went wrong?
Yeah.
Why were you evicted?
Oh. Well, you know, I guess I was preaching a top four alliance without Mark, with the guys, and I guess I should have included everybody more so.
Do you have any regrets in the game?
Oh, well, my regret as of yesterday is I should have shot right. Other than that, you know, if the boys wanted it, it was there for the taking. If I can think back, I'm going to have no regrets because it'll just bother me. I played the game the way I wanted to. I played it true. The only thing is I'd maybe, you know, put that alliance in a little more, nudge it in a little further.
Yeah. Was there more that you wish you had been doing throughout the season?
Yeah, basically just that. And obviously pulling out some more wins, you know, like obviously my puzzle piece, and that took a while until minor delay. That didn't happen. And I guess, you know, I stayed true to my BC alliance. I thought it was good. I thought I was tight with Dane. Unfortunately, he ended up putting me on the block. So obviously I should have, my thing is I should have went farther with the guy alliance.
So we saw you enter the house before everyone, and you got to watch them enter the house. What information did you learn from that experience?
Well, I knew that Dane and Adam wanted to work together. Obviously, they were inclined to work with the guys, which I made known when I first talked to Adam. I was like, yo, dude, the girls are going to come after us. We're going to have to work together here. And yeah, I basically went from there. That got me past the first round of being on the block, basically. So the votes went my way, and I made it this far. So must have done something right till that extent.
Do you feel betrayed by anybody in the house?
Yeah, man, I feel betrayed by Dane, my hockey brother. You know, I thought he had my back. He didn't. The writing was on the wall. It was pretty clear. Once Dane put me on the block, Adam already put me on the block, and Mark put me on the block. So there we go. There you have it.
Will that have an impact on your jury vote?
You know, motions are pretty high. They're pretty fresh right now. I don't think that'll have an impact on my jury vote. You know, I have lots of time to think about it, and I get to see the perspective of other players going into the jury house and whoever comes in also down the road.
If you had stayed in the house this week and won HOH, who would you have put on the block and who would have been your target?
I would have put up Kira and Anthony. Kira, easy person to put up on the block. Anthony, he had a great resume of not going on the block. We needed to take that away. And then obviously he ended up winning POV, so he would have probably taken himself down. I could have put Adam up and made a big move.
Who would you have tried to take to the final two?
Well, I'd say Anthony, just because, you know, we both had one POV win each. Hopefully if I won more than him, and if I did go to final two, I feel like I'd have a good chance. Plus, there'd still be some honor of the bros to taking him to final two.
Who do you think is playing the best game in the house?
I think Adam's playing the best game in the house. You know, the guy's a fierce competitor, both physically, mentally. He was in the showmance, which created a huge target on his back. And obviously, he has adapted well and made the guidelines more known. The guys could have used the POV yesterday. Anthony could have used it, and Dane could have put Adam on the block, and they didn't. They sat and decided to not do that. So I think Adam's playing a pretty good game.
Who do you think is playing the worst game in the house?
Kira. they're easy to tell them what to do, and you know, they vote whichever way the guys tell them to do, and you know, that's all. I'll stop there.
You feel free to elaborate.
No, man, I'm good. Taking the high road.
All right. What is your philosophy going to be as a juror?
Well, obviously, you know, the person who people kind of wanted out a lot, whoever like kind of won most competitions, but also played a great social game and kind of just more of like a holistic approach to the game is going to be my philosophy of jury.
Do you think other jury members are going to have an influence on your vote?
Yes and no. You know, this is the one time I get to choose like individually besides house votes and all that stuff, but I guess they will influence what I have not known, what happened on other conversations behind closed doors and stuff like that. So a little bit of both.
Are you going to attempt to vote for the best player?
Yes, I think that's the integrity of the game, right? To vote the best player, put your emotions aside. And yeah, whoever is there, and I'll try to make the best decision I can when that moment comes.
All right. So I want you to do something for me. I want you to, if you can, rank the remaining house guests from in order of who you think you're most likely to give your jury vote to who you're least likely to give your jury vote to.
Okay. One. Well, I'm tossed between Adam, Dane, but I'll go Adam, Dane, Anthony, Mark, Kira.
There you go. Thanks so much, Damien. That's all I got for you.
All right. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
And there you go. That was Damien. Definitely seems a little raw still, but still willing to put aside his feelings and vote for who he thinks played the best game as of right now. So interesting answers from both. I'm very curious to see how they integrate into the jury house and where those votes may fall. But yeah. Thanks for joining me today. I'm live every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And not much longer left in the season, less than 2 weeks away. We have the finale where we'll see how much these jurors actually stick to what they told me this time. We'll see. We'll find out. So there you go. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. And I'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.